It's a nice cool fall morning here in a small canyon just west of Rocky Flats. The sun's just lighting up the mountains to the west, and we've come out here to look for elk, something that you couldn't have done 20 years ago. This elk herd that we find out here west of Rocky Flats has just moved down from the mountains onto the plains in the last few years. Don't you think it smells like elk? Real animal smell, sweaty animal smell. Maybe it's their scat. It feels like elk. Here's our first sign of elk. There's an elk turd. You can easily tell the elk turds from the deer turds because they're much, much bigger and rounder, and they tend to clump together. So the elk have been here, at least down here on the trail, fairly recently. Here's another big clump of elk scat. You know that trick where the naturalist is leading a hike and pours some raisinettes on the ground and then says deer turds are really good to eat and passes them around. You can't do that with elk turds because they don't look like raisinettes. We tend to forget that historically elk were creatures of the plains. They roamed all the way to the Atlantic Ocean, and there were a million or more elk out here on the Great Plains. And when the European Americans came here, they wiped them out within 50 years. Just in the last few years, elk herds have begun to make their way back to the plains because we've protected their migration corridors. So the elk that we find here out by Rocky Flats mostly winter here, and then they head up to the mountains in summer.
It was just a couple of months ago that we were out listening for bugling elk. Now that the mating season is over, the elk are more interested in food than in sex. They browse on shrubs, grasses, and forbs, and have become a nuisance in some places like Estes Park, where gardeners have to erect 8-foot fences around their vegetables. Because of food scarcity, both deer and elk expand their diet in winter to include more woody shrubs and may eat more conifer needles. The chemicals in the needles may cause spontaneous abortion, a way of limiting population during times of food scarcity. In winter, some of our elk may wander east as far as Longmont and Broomfield, and in recent years, small herds have become established in the lower Boulder Creek and Platte River drainages.
Well, the elk were here recently, but they're not here this morning. Yeah, we know they're just down the canyon a little ways, just beyond this barbed wire fence. Anywhere we can't go. But there are over 100 of them. They wander over Rocky Flats and the mesas and canyons to the west of Rocky Flats. So if you're driving up Highway 93 early in the morning or in late afternoon this winter, you're likely to see them grazing on either side of the highway.